You Like This by Katie Hyatt.
If I could just have everyone's attention for a few seconds. Yeah, brilliant. Well, good evening, and can I just say how lovely it is to see so many of you here. You all look fabulous. You should have all read the rules on the little handout you received on the way in, but just a quick reminder. You'll all have 3 minutes with each person before the bell rings, which will signal the moment when our fine fellas will get up and switch tables. It's only right that the gentlemen should do the moving. You ladies don't want to be tottering around in your heels every few minutes now, do you, girls? Let the knights in shining armor come to you. Anyway, the first bell's about to ring, so enjoy yourselves. And for any speed dating virgins out there, remember, just be yourselves.
Hi there, Jake. Nice to meet you. Oh, sorry, going for a handshake, were you? Ah, you're a handshaker, I see.
Guilty as charged. I'm Lizzie.
Liz?
Lizzie, actually. I mean, you can call me Liz if you want. I'm just more of a Lizzie, really. It's funny,
she's pretty
me
fit.
Me Liz,
a bit loud, though. Typical scouser. Not a huge fan of the fake tan. Too high maintenance in my book. Although, 8 out of 10 for that top thing she's
course,
got going on. Like
I've
that a lot.
I've been Elizabeth to my parents whenever I'm in trouble. And a few girls at school tried Beth for a while, but didn't think it suited me, really.
Well, we'd best stick to Lizzie then. So what do you do then, Lizzie?
I'm a nurse, actually. Just qualified. Yay.
Nurse?
I was quite sad to leave college.
She's definitely one of those party nurses.
I guess it's okay.
I bet she's got some fit nurse mates. Or she's going to ask me what I do next. Not going to impress her with the truth, am I? Dropped out of uni, so I'm filing my dad's paperwork for some shitty company. Document manager for a small city firm? No, that's bollocks. Maybe.
And what about you then, Jake? What do you do?
Sorry, what do I do? Oh, I'm currently operation supervisor for the family firm, all set to inherit that bad boy. But more about you, Nurse Lizzie. What do you get up to out of uniform?
Well, I'm really into music, indie music. I adore Mumford & Sons.
She swallowed that one up a
treat.
Oh, I can't stand that indie crap. She sounds really into it. That festival I was at last year, that was meant to be pretty indie, wasn't it? Maybe if I just roll up my sleeve so she can see the wristband.
Oh, you were at Leeds last year.
And she's clocked it. Nice one, Jake. Christ, I have no idea what she's talking about. No and the who?
Think they were amazing?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah, like that a lot. Yeah, I'm really into that indie scene. Yeah, love a bit of indie me. So what about the films then? You into films?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Friday night bottle of wine filming me pyjamas kind of girl. My favourite film's probably the Amelie one.
Damn. I knew I should have thought of something to say. Can't really tell her my favourite film's The Fast and the Furious when she's banging on about foreign films. What was that one Alex's girlfriend was watching the other day? I could say that I like that one. La Herny? La Hen! That's it. I'm screwed if she asked me about it, though.
I prefer a good film any day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, foreign films are where it's at, really. Can't stand any of this blockbuster stuff. I was just saying to my colleague the other day about how vapid the mainstream movie scene really is. Okay, Johnny Depp is pretty good in Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's no La Hen. I presume you haven't seen it. I won't go into detail about it now. It's complicated stuff. Real philosophical, social kind of chat.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. You seem like a proper cultured one, you do.
And he smacks
that's one
it
thing
out of the
really
park.
Like
she
to
is loving this. We'll have to remember that line for the next one. Oh, speaking of which, that girl over there is pretty nice. Sat with that cock wearing the university hoodie. Oh, look how brilliant I am with my average degree. Hey, if I wear this hoodie tonight, all the girls will think I'm just so damn smart. Stupid. Oh, shit. It's Kate. And she's lost weight. Shit, she looks good. Why couldn't she have looked like that when we were going out? Why is she laughing at everything that tosser says? He's clearly an idiot. Wait, did she just say she loves football? Oh, as if. The aggro she gave me whenever I wanted to watch the match. This is such a pathetic sight. Her sucking up to some student ass just to flirt. She is so fake. Why is she even here? She clearly knew I was attending and wanted to stalk me. Absolutely unbelievable.
Sorry, I'm rambling there. Am I boring you?
Yeah. From the rubble to the Ritz and all that. Well, would you look at that? Doesn't time fly by, eh, Liz?
Lizzie. Anyway, it was so lovely to meet you. You're such a good listener. Got on like a house on fire, we did, didn't we, eh? It's funny how you can feel like you know someone dead well after 3 minutes. Oh, go ahead, give us a hug. Oh, see you, chick.
Hi, Jake, nice to meet you.
Sarah, hi. I just had the most boring conversation with some idiot trying to impress me with his pretentious film tastes. You're not one of them, are you?
God, no. What you see is what you get with me, love. Nah, I don't like those pretentious types. They're so pretentious. No, don't like that.
You Like This, by Katie Hyatt. Part 2.
Right then, you lucky lot. We're about to go into the final round. And may I just say, there are some absolute stunners in here tonight. Now, just before I let you get back to enjoying yourselves, remember to join our Facebook group and invite your friends next time. So, boys, grab your pints and ladies, top up your spritzers for your last shot at love.
Jake. Wow. Hi.
All right, Kate.
How have you... how's it going? I didn't even realise you were here.
Well, that's not true, is it?
What?
I saw you catch my eye and look away before. But then again, you've always been a bit of a liar,
haven't
you?
This is going to be the slowest 3 minutes of my life. I spent all evening trying to avoid catching his eye and pretend I haven't noticed him.
I'm moving into a new flat.
I put up with this crap for a year. I can deal with it for another 3 minutes.
It's just some, you know, banter with the boys.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I'm doing fine. Great, actually. Really, really great.
Glad to hear it. Like I said, me too. I'm doing really, really well.
Here we go again. Classic Jake spiel of bullshit.
I am in such a good place right now.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah, just brilliant.
Well, I'm glad.
Me too. I'm glad. I'm like the gladdest.
Right. Tell me about this job then. Last I heard, you were stuck temping your dad's office after you dropped out of uni.
Dropped out? I made a wise career move and decided to immerse myself in the real world, and I'm happy I did. I practically run that place now. The old man's not at the peak
of his game.
What
was I ever thinking going out with him? Was he always this much of an arse? Oh, it makes me cringe thinking about it. What was wrong with me back then? Was I like him? Surely not.
It wouldn't surprise me if my dad made me co-director in the next few months. If I don't get scouted elsewhere first, that is.
I thought you couldn't stand your dad.
Oh, please, you think you know me so well. Don't try and do that therapist bullshit you used to do. You really think you've got me down to a T, eh? Think you can see right through me into my soul and uncover all my daddy issues.
Jake,
and...
keep your voice down. People are looking.
Oh, do excuse me. How awfully rude of me to show you up. How embarrassing for you to be seen with me. Funny, only a few months ago, you were more than happy to be my girlfriend. Although, come to think of it...
I knew this would happen. Can I leave? Can I just get up and leave?
I guess that would have
no, I can't let him think he's got to me.
Mark, though,
oh, God, don't bring up Mark.
Off with someone
please
else
don't talk about Mark.
Your boyfriend is plastered all over your Facebook page, is it?
Jake, will you stop it? How many times do I need to tell you? Nothing happened with Mark until after we split up.
You really do take me for an idiot, don't you? I saw the message.
Not this again.
And I had a very interesting conversation in the pub last month with your friend Sarah, who told me all about that weekend in Brighton when you were
supposed to be
visiting
your brother. Shit, he knows about Brighton. Okay, just change the subject.
You got that one quiet, didn't you? But whatever. Manipulating the truth seems to be your strong point.
This really is not the time or the place for this. You're being really inappropriate.
Oh, I am sorry. Am I being inappropriate, am I? I'm sure Mark would never have been inappropriate. No, I'm sure if he were here, you'd have been engrossed in some stimulating intellectual debate about humanity or liberation or feminism. Oh, Mark, you're so clever. Oh, do be careful. You spit a bit of your free-range soy milk hummus on my fucking Guardian.
You're so immature.
Immature? Really? Well, at least I'm not a pretentious twat who pretends to be something I'm not.
What does that even mean?
It means, Kate, that I used to know you. Before you got so high and mighty. Friday nights at the Queen's Head, watching reruns of Friends. That was you, Kate.
Christ, Jake, this is me. I didn't know who I was back then.
Back then? What, when you were back mingling amongst the unlightened ones?
Your words, not mine.
You really are incredible. Seriously, looking down on me from your high horse and judging me. You were down here once too, you know.
I'm not anywhere, Jake. There is no fucking horse. I've just changed, that's all. I'm not interested in the things I used to be.
And good for you. If that's what you want, good for you. But don't give me all this moral bullshit about growing as a person, about discovering yourself. You're just ticking different boxes now. Jesus! You know, I saw your mum the other week.
Why
bumped
is
into
he
her
doing
near
this?
My dad's office.
Why should I feel guilty about finally knowing who I am? He's so narrow-minded, so stuck in his own little world. Look at him. Still wearing the same clothes, drinking with the same people, watching the same TV. Grow up, Jake. Move on.
Everything you ever were, everything we did, it's like it never happened.
I was sick of it. Sick and tired of it. I got so bored of that life. All the lad banter, mindless conversation. It just wasn't for me. Being your girlfriend meant that I was instantly pigeonholed. People presumed they got me from just a few simple, meaningless details of my life. I met new people, came across things that I actually cared about, and in doing that, I found out who I really am.
And so your solution to all that was what exactly? You're sat there, preaching to me about how much more superior your new life is, as if liking some obscure philosopher's page on Facebook and changing your profile picture to some sepia-toned shot of you in a flowery headband all of a sudden makes you a better person. Sick of being pigeonholed, were you? Because that's exactly what you're doing right now, pigeonholing yourself. I mean, who even are you?
And time's up, lovebirds. So, did anyone float your boat? Have we found a perfect match? Was tonight the night you met your soulmate? Let's see who ticked your boxes.
Sarah was played by Valerie Brassard.
Hello, I'm Stuart Moss, and I was the presenter.
Hi, I'm Zephy Hennessy Holland, and I play the part of Jake.
I'm Katie Hyatt, I wrote You Like This, and You Like This Too, and I play the part of Lizzie.
Hi, I'm Louise Wilcox, and I'm playing the part of Kate.